I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sun is officially out. Well, I don't know if it's out everywhere, and there are some clouds for sure, but I've got that blue sunny sky that I've been waiting for.
It looks like we have a break in the rain. It's possible you'll see some scattered stuff, but we've
got a nice week. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing some sunshine.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Things could use some drying out. There's mud everywhere. I hate mud. The end.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app, so you get the app, and then you can listen to radio wherever you go. You can also do that on your laptop, although it's harder to bring your laptop everywhere you go. True. But either way, radio.com is there for you to play radio and enjoy. Make sure you post how you're practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
So here's what's happening. There's a lot of, obviously, a lot of coronavirus in the news. California has now crossed 16,000 cases. They say, though, that we have flattened the curve by staying at home. So it's super important we continue this for at least the next 2 weeks. I believe the order is through March 3rd, right?
You mean May 3rd?
May 3rd, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so, right.
Yeah,
April's out.
If we stick with that, we may be really doing ourselves a huge favor. They say that the statewide death toll is now at 387. So that's very low by comparison. Not that every single one of those people isn't important to someone, but it's very low by comparison to New York. So we've been able to do a really good job flattening the curve. It's going to be interesting to see how Gavin is viewed after this. I have a feeling he's going to be seen as having done a great job.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
He jumped in to help renters, too. They're trying to make sure that people aren't thrown out into the street, evicted, at a time when the idea is to stay inside.
Right.
So evictions have been stopped. Tenant advocates say this is only a step in the right direction. It hasn't gone far enough. It leaves renters unprotected if they cannot prove a connection between their financial shortage and the virus, or who were being evicted for other reasons, such as the owner's intention to move into the unit.
Right.
Renters protectors are, they're good advocates for the people who rent. I'll give them that.
Are.
Boy,
yep.
Oh boy. So the guy can't even move into his own place.
Nope.
At least for now, anyway. So there's that. You know, Zoom got a lot of positive press for a minute there. Zoom is a video communications company.
Kind of like a meeting site, right?
Right, and many people found it to be the saving grace for millions who were stuck at home and trying to figure out how to work and maintain social relationships in isolation. We've ended up on, what are we using? Messenger, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zoom apparently didn't have the best protection in place for people using it. And now they're saying you need to be very careful with your Zoom account. In fact, a lot of people's let me make sure I have this right. A lot of people's stuff has ended up on the dark web.
Oh.
I don't even know. On April 1st, an actor in a popular dark web forum posted a link to a collection of 352 compromised Zoom accounts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
An actor on the dark web? Is there like a whole sub-entertainment category?
I don't think they mean actor as in, I just think they mean a
someone
bad actor.
Someone who took actions.
Right. I don't know why you'd want to get in on people's meetings or personal, you know, what, happy hours, but for whatever reason, the links included email addresses, passwords, meeting IDs, host keys, names, and the type of Zoom account. So Zoom, 1 minute you're the hero, and the next minute you're the sucker.
Yeah, you know, it's we used House Party last weekend for our little, you know, friend gathering. And I found it to be fine, and it has little games on there. It's sort of cute, but it's people were jumping in. Like, it's, you know, that's one where if you see that one of your friends is on there, you can just jump in. I guess you have to lock the room, so we figured that out. We kicked out whoever, and we locked the room.
You kicked somebody out?
Some random was just like, hey! I'm like, does anyone know this person? And no one did. So we kicked them out. But you know what I've been doing?
Hold on. Can you tell me? So as you guys are going, hey, who is this person? And is the person sitting there going, you guys, don't throw me out?
I don't even know if we had to throw. I think they left because they probably looked around and went, I don't know these people either. But people can jump in and out. All you have to do is have a friend in common or whatever it is. Because it accessed my contacts in order for me to find my friends that I wanted to be in this particular call with. But I decided that I was just going to, and I've done it, I delete the, only have the apps on my phone when I'm actually going to use them. I deleted them off my phone. So I don't know if that would help me to protect my house party space or not. Or if, you know, somehow all my passwords and everything else are still available somewhere out there. But I just took the thing off my phone. I figured at least that way no one can access it on my phone.
Right. I don't know. I haven't used Zoom. I did hear so much about it, though, that I felt like, wow, whatever that company was doing before, they've tripled or, you know.
I'd never heard of them before all this. Right.
Was good for business for them.
Yep.
Anyway, here's a few more quickies. An anonymous person near Des Moines, Iowa, bought $150 gift cards for all 549 households in their town and sent them out in the mail.
Oh.
They spent a total of $82,000, and all the gift cards were for three local restaurants, so each place got over $27,000.
Wow.
Smart.
It is smart.
Smart way to save the restaurants that you love that are a big part of your local economy.
And who was, these were just private citizens? Who did this?
An anonymous person.
Wow. That's pretty great. Not everyone can afford to do that, but it's, you know, what a great move.
I don't know enough or have enough memory, and I'm sure that was, you know, and maybe that's my drink. I'm not sure what did it to me, but I did visit Washington, D.C. when I was a youngster, and I remember that the D.C. Zoo had been gifted pandas.
Mm-hmm.
And the pandas, the whole storyline was they're trying to breed these pandas in captivity and get a baby. And I think they were even going to have to return the pandas to China, but that they were going to get to keep the baby if they were able to get them to breed or something.
I see.
So this breeding pandas in captivity is tricky. Apparently in Hong Kong, they've been trying to breed these two pandas they have there at the zoo for 10 years. And suddenly, because the zoo is empty, these two pandas finally got it on.
So that's the answer.
The answer is there's too many people around. We're not lawyers over here.
Right.
If you could just give us a little privacy.
We're not exhibitionists, for God's sake.
Right.
Yeah, that's, there it is. Now suddenly the mystery of why pandas won't breed in captivity is solved.
Maybe.
Because they don't like people staring at them.
By the way, with Easter right around the corner, the Prime Minister of New Zealand has announced the Easter Bunny is an essential worker and will be allowed to do his job as normal.
Oh, so kids will be able to search for eggs.
Yes, I've also heard the Tooth Fairy is an essential worker, so let's get that tooth out, kid.
That tooth is still in?
She's holding on to it for dear life. I've got that thing hanging by a thread on her gum line, and she will not part with it.
Oh, boy.
I just want to wrap some dental floss around it. But she can see me coming. She knows when I'm trying to, you know, hey, what's going on over there? Let me. Takes off running.
No way, Dad.
Right. Exactly right.
Have your wife hold her down. That's good when the parents team up on the kid.
Sure. Oh,
that won't scar her forever.
Jerry and Beverly Lindell live near Minneapolis. They've been married 63 years, and until last month, they'd never spent more than a day or two apart. Jerry was rehabbing at a nursing home when the virus hit, and he had to stay in quarantine for a while.
Oh, no.
Late last month, he got released just in time to surprise Beverly at home on her 84th birthday. He even showed up with flowers. But how's that? They'd never spent more than a day or two apart in all those years. 63 years.
I know. That's crazy. I mean, it just seems like in the course of normal life, you just wind up not seeing each other for a week here and there, you know?
Small town life maybe doesn't, it's not.
When they vacation, they go together. They don't have to leave for work. There's no, you know, guys' trips or girls' trips.
Right. Like you, well, your husband has his fishing trip, right?
Does his fishing, but he has a couple softball weekends where they go off. And I've got my, when we used to have a house in Tahoe, we'd go up there for a few days with the girls, or he'd go with the guys. Yeah, it's fun. And I do.
What happens to softball season now? Canceled?
It's canceled.
Oh boy.
He's so bummed. I'm not bummed. I just don't. I mean,
although I thought he stopped playing, wasn't he just the coach?
Well, no, he's the team manager, but he didn't stop playing.
Oh.
Yeah. He had an injury that kept him out for a few games, but he's like, no, I got to keep playing. I'm like, or you got to be able to play guitar still when you're old. One of those. Okay.
Oh, was the injury to his hand?
Uh-huh. He's had a few really bad, like, he's had
I
a few
it was
really
his hip.
Bad. He has done his hip. He was still in physical therapy for his hip from time to time. But he got this really great chick named Zaina. He says she's magic.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get a picture of Zaina on the website.
I'll ask him today.
All right.
Give me a picture of Zaina right now. He loves her. He's like, oh, my hip's acting up. I got to go see Zaina. Magic fingers. I'm like, all right.
Down there.
Ahead. Have a good time. See you later.
So I hope I haven't already done this story. I sometimes proofread things and then I never remember if that was just me proofreading or I did it. If I read this story and you go, oh, I recognize that, then please stop me.
All right.
But this is one of those things that I thought, oh, how interesting. You know, awkward moments happen to everyone. When you're in the middle of it, it does feel, depending on how big or small you feel like you want to die, or maybe just like, I hope that no one noticed that happened.
Right.
And you look around hoping that no one saw you. I know that my favorite awkward, well, it didn't happen to me. It happened to you, but the story from your high school years is my favorite one.
Oh, that was, you talking about the one story?
The what?
The one story? The pee story?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's beyond awkward. Forget awkward. That was just, like, life-crushing, soul-crushing. That wasn't awkward at all. That was just... And that wasn't a moment either. That was, like, a whole thing. Oy.
Yeah, that is, though... I mean, come on. In front of a stadium full of high schoolers, nothing could be more awkward or worse.
It was horrible. Pretty effing horrible.
Anyway, they do this story now because they say, well, since we're all hiding in the house, awkward moments have become a thing of the past.
No, they haven't. Come on. We have awkward moments just on this feed every morning.
I know. I had one yesterday. I walked outside to collect the trash cans, and my neighbor across the street actually put on pants. And I was like, oh, I'm in sweatpants for the millionth day in a row, and he's put on actual pants.
Oh, good for him.
Wow.
Well, people like to feel normal. I was thinking about putting on some jeans, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Bryn, you wearing pants or are you wearing sweatpants?
I'm wearing shorts right now.
Oh, shorts. Sure,
yeah.
Nicole has to get dressed every day.
Wow. Here's
Nicole,
some
are you
stuff.
Wearing jeans?
Is she talking right now? Are you
I
talking,
think she's
Nicole?
Talking. No, she's trying to talk, but she can't figure it out.
I don't hear her.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, she might be
talking
to
someone else.
Somebody else in the studio.
How did you're supposed to not be seeing
sorry.
Anyone?
Dare you. It's Brian.
Oh,
we needed
hey,
you
Brian.
To dump that. You
sorry,
just missed it.
Sorry.
Kidding.
Anyway, here are some of the awkward moments people are actually starting to miss, like saying hello or how are you, and the person either didn't hear you or ignored you.
Oh, sure. So people happens. Actually miss that now, huh?
Well. When you've had multiple interactions with someone but can't remember their name, and now it's too late to ask them who they are because you should know them by now.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those that happens at work. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, I've dealt with this person 20 times.
Hey,
and
you.
Here I am with no name. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Saying goodbye to someone and then you turn to walk the same direction.
Yeah,
that's cute.
I love that one. That's a good one.
Right. Oh, so you're going.
Then we'll just link arms. Let's just link arms and let's go together. Obviously, our time is not through.
When you go in for a hug, but the other person goes in for a handshake. And so what do you do?
Oh, okay. We'll just shake then. All right.
These are just awkward moments people miss because we miss people.
I don't miss them. I do miss people. I don't miss the awkward, though. It's nice. I feel so self-assured here at my house where I know everybody.
Right. With no bra and your sweatpants.
Oh, my God. It's so great. I got my fuzzy slippers on. I have a blankie on right now.
You do? Oh, yeah. My God.
I'm all warmy and toasty. It's nice.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can text us. We love hearing from you guys. It's certainly one way for us to all stay connected. Text us. Here's some of the stuff you sent. Have Vinny give his daughter an apple. We've done that. We've been doing that. It's she's somehow. It's like now she's holding on to this dumb tooth.
Yeah, she's side biting that thing. You know it.
Vin, make a loop with the dental floss. Get it around the tooth, and then tickle her. It'll pull it right out. I'll try that today if she'll let me. She's been really keeping away because she does, for some reason, she's afraid how bad it's going to hurt.
It'll just be hurt for a second.
I can't
it.
Tell her it's not going to hurt.
Right.
So, you know, is it going to hurt?
You could tell her that.
It's going to hurt.
Don't tell her, you silly. Why would you tell her that? You know, it's
on Zoom, you have to go into settings and set certain things up to protect who it lets in.
Oh.
Teachers using Zoom were being Zoom bombed during classes where random people can jump in and usually yell profanity and racial slurs and disrupt classes.
Oh, no.
So it seems maybe Zoom's protective measures weren't in place. They weren't quite ready for their coronavirus debut, huh?
I see.
I don't know.
Well, nobody knew about it until coronavirus. So then they were like, hey, let's have some fun with that. People are doing classes on Zoom.
Regarding Zoom, colleagues got texts supposedly from our boss asking for money. Our Zooms are now password protected.
Oh.
So I guess that's the deal. You got to set up a password and only let in the people you want. Yeesh.
Yeah, house party is basically anyone you know who sees that you're online and house party can jump in. Unless you've locked the room.
Oh, no. 707 says, what? Where's Isla? I forgot to go get her. I don't know.
Yeah, I wondered if she just wasn't awake yet. I was like,
no, I didn't go out there and
go get her.
Favorite
little personality is.
I'll go see if she's out there after we break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.